hide and glow. Who lost their flesh? The rest of the day until the evening, the rest of the day until the evening chanting session was sweet agony. The difficult birth of chapter one of the Gayatri book. I am not a writer, not an intellectual, not a good devotee, only a mercy case, waiting and praying to be used as Krishna's pen. But when the inspiration enthuses us, it is so wonderful. Tomorrow comes the second chapter. Let's start day 50. I hope I don't bore you, but I want to show you from my perspective how my life goes in that beautiful island. It is, obviously, I cannot write everything in the diary. There are such wonderful moments, but I would like to say something in little about this wonderful moment. The main purpose of this retreat is really to be with Krishna in the form of the holy name. That's the main purpose of it. And we are trying to do it to rise on normal days at 3:30, and then after the bath we go into the first chanting session, which goes up till 8 o'clock, and then at 8 o'clock we eat exactly one lemon from the tree before us. We have a lemon tree before us, and the lemon is full of prana. You need just to eat one lemon and you seem to fly. It is so good, that lemon. One lemon is two of us. They are not so good because they are little older, but they are also nice. and then we take a short rest for like 50 minutes because we are up. So then we start the second chanting session, which will go up to 12 o'clock. But I changed this out because of writing the book, the Gayatri book. And now I'm writing from 9 o'clock to sometimes 3 o'clock, just I'm dictating with the machine like this, and then we take prasad, then we take another short rest, and then we walk for 35 minutes. Then we come from Germany, we are very disciplined people, if we need to. And then I do 15 minutes yoga, because I'm sitting all the day and I need to do some circulation. And then again, because now it's dark, again we go into the chanting session, and then we end the evening with Dhanudarashtra prayer, where they the light and so on. And this way of living, we will be only able to do it for 1 month. Does something very, very peculiar with us. The whole day you begin to think of Krishna, you dream of devotees, and when you look back to your ordinary life on the coast, in Europe, it seems very distant, and you seem to think, this is not really spiritual life which I live. This is spiritual life, to never forget Krishna but to always remember him. And it is a very, very ecstatic experience. You can only, although this is not a high state, you know, there are very high states of bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti, and I'm not on these states, but I'm just trying to become steady in remembering Krishna, doing to this vrata, trying. And that is still anisha, not yet steady, but already on this stage. You just feel so totally happy. I wrote this on the second day in the diary. I wrote something, it's very difficult for me to read here, you can see. What's wrong? I'm so happy. No, not what's wrong. What's different? I'm so happy. I woke up and I'm just so happy. I'm crying tears of happiness. It's so wonderful. I've just chanted Hare Krishna. Christmas, doesn't it? Therefore, it's an experience with, this is what I want to say, which every one of you can make. And the thing is, you have to make it alone, on your own. You have to make it in relationship to Krishna. You have to reach out for Krishna, not be an external devotee, but you have to go through your heart. This is the road you have to go, to thank Krishna. And Krishna is waiting for that. It is so, he waits that we meet him like this. And therefore I want to tell you from my heart, from my experience, please, sometimes in your own time, think of doing this. The advice which is given in Shastra is, one should not is a sloka. We have to stay in our position. Like, not all of us have gone since 5 years to India and just lived like that. And people maybe, you can just start with the amount of rounds which you can easily do. Don't get into this, I must get this. But at the same time, you will need a little discipline. You cannot force Krishna. But you can try to please him through your service. When you see this vrata as a service to Krishna, not as some feeling, you must reveal yourself. But then it is, can work very nice. This is what I want to recommend to you. There will be a time when you have real taste in Krishna consciousness, where you will look back on your life and you will lament, oh, what a fool I was when I was 24, or I don't know how old you are. I had the most valuable thing, but I kept it hidden. I didn't use it. Instead, I ran after my material desires, and I lived a very superficial spiritual life in Krishna consciousness, often worrying and so on. There will be a time when you will look back on your life like this. When should this time be? In 80 years? In 70 years? How should it come soon? You follow that? Why waste the time? When we know it already, in the future we will look back and think, impossible the way I lived. So I want to see now if you have, if you have any questions to me which you would like to ask now, so that you can, that we can spend some time personally. Today we will have another session, and then tomorrow is Sunday, and most of you, I heard, or many of you, will go in the, did you come with a bus or did you come with an individual transportation?
Yes.
A bus?
Some
individual. When does the bus leave tomorrow? To Zagreb? Not yet known, but we planned it like this, that you go back, that you are in the evening back in Zagreb, because some of you will have to attend to duties on Monday morning, at school or university or whatever. So we will, tomorrow we plan to have a good morning for them. I have to ask my organizer. So, 10 o'clock. I'm so disorganized. I have at this moment organized the fourth chapter of the Gayatri book. I'm in this organization at the moment. So do you have any questions which you would like to ask me?
Such a feeling, like you recommend
Bhaktivedanta association to Chandra Bhagavatam,
because some have such chanting, and then
you ask,
maybe you never
can
such chanting in
you know,
how much life in the future.
Mm-hmm. If it is possible, the association of devotees is very important. That is, we find in all the scriptures. For instance, if you wish to chant the Harinam Chintamani describes, you must go into the association of sincere devotees. It's almost, maybe some of you have read Harinam Chintamani or have read the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. It's always there, this recommendation to go into the association of devotees. Because in the association of devotees, we learn certain rules, which then become our own rules. The example that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur uses is of a person who played in a theater play, Maharaj Dasarath, who had to say goodbye to Lagram. You remember this scene from Ramayana? You know Maharaj Dasarath? He's the father of Lagrama. On the day when Ram was coronated, that is, made king, Dasarath had his happiest day, because now he would turn over the kingdom to the highly qualified Ram. He was so happy. He was an old man, way beyond his gray hair, and he very old man. The whole kingdom just loved Ram so much. So on that day, in the morning, his wife Kaikeyi came and told him, "Do you remember I have two boons which you once gave me? It was when I saved you at the battlefield and I drove your wounded body away from the battle, that you said you have, I give you two things, whatever it is, I give you. Do you remember?" "Yes," said Dasarath, "of course. Do you want to ask me today?" "Yes," said Kaikeyi. "The first thing is that my son Bharata becomes king and not Rama. And the second thing is that Rama is banished into the forest. This I want to give you." Dasarath had to do this. He had to, you know, we can't understand, but in Vedic times, the promises, to keep a promise was more important than keeping life. Because life you can lose, and then you go on. But when you break a promise, next life, this problem has to be again faced by you. So better keep your promises, so that you don't, that you are not held responsible. It's more important than keeping life, to keep the promise. This is a Vedic understanding. Dasarath had to do it. And in the morning, Ram came to him. He was very joyful. "Father, Father." Dasarath was still in bed. You know, he was fainting after he said, "Yes, yes." And then he was carried to bed. So Ram came and he said, "Father, what's wrong?" "Ram, Ram, Ram." The servant said, "He can't speak." "But what's wrong?" said Ram. "My father is everything to me. Why is he so aggrieved?" Then the servants told him, "Ram, you have, your father wishes that you are not king and that you leave for the forest immediately." "Okay, this is the pleasure of my father." And Ram went back and he goes, "No, he's not. He's not attached." Then Dasarath saw him going, and when he was seeing him going, he died. So the words Rama on his lips, out of intense pain of separation. So an actor once was playing the scene, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, understand? And as he was playing the scene, he was associating in his mind with Maharaj Dasarath. And because of this association, this pain came also into his heart. And he also left his body on the theater stage. And Western theater is very bad, but this is very good. He goes to Ram. That's pretty Ram conscious. So this happened. This happens also when you are in association with people. You get your mood. I like this example very much because it shows us that we can also associate with people who have, were not immediately there, like with Dasharat, Maharaj Dasharat. That's the power. If you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you associate the Shukadeva Goswami with Parikshit. Something comes into our heart. I'm always saying the Hare Krishnas don't read. This is my observation. But if they would, they could make this experience that these exalted personalities, especially Bhagavatam, they come into the heart and so on. I admit that this is not difficult than taking direct associations. But if our hearts are not clear, direct association will also not be of any advantage for us. Sometimes we have such possible attitudes and behaviors that it's even safer, more safe for us to associate from a distance, because we will not go into the same patterns of thought and behavior which we go when we are close by. This is sometimes said for some difficult people. Not for you, but for some difficult people. So, yes, association is important. Association is important because in the association we can absorb moods. It's a very, very, very peculiar art to properly have association. In this art, one must learn to absorb the mood of the other person, the example of which he gives, and then follow that in one's own life. Any kind of question? Govindana?
In the book of Bhagavad-gita, Maharaj, there is one section that says that in this life, that you're bearing the relationship with the world, and through all contact with the world, we are like practicing our relationship with Krishna. And my question is like this. Sometimes because we have some emotional knots in our heart because of our previous relationships, maybe we were hurt previously or something like that. And because of that knot, we cannot relate with other people with the devotees in the open way and maybe we would like to do. So is it then possible that still we are not able to relate with the devotees in a completely open way to relate with Krishna openly? Or does that not stops us from relating openly to the world, it also stops us to relate openly to Krishna?
I think so. You may not be able to relate to all devotees. They must be Svajatiya, of the same mood as you, in order to reveal yourself entirely, or to be very comfortable. But you must learn to become servant of the devotees before you can become a servant of Krishna.
In relationship to that, sometimes what is like, I don't have such a nice relationship with devotees, but they speak of some high topics about Krishna, or Krishna Lila, they have like nice feelings towards Krishna. Mm-hmm. My question is, sounds a little bit contradictory. Like, I have such a nice feelings towards Krishna, but when the world nearby is here, then I'm like closed and don't want to much and cannot relate in a nice manner as Krishna would like.
The Shastra says that devotees are like the feet of Krishna, the soft feet. So Krishna, that's the place where the pain is most intense for you. Oh, I'm remembering Bhagavad Harikram. You go like, and you step just in such, and the thorn almost seems to come out on the other side of the feet. Not again, my august knees. and you go like this. The feet are the most delicate place, because the devotees are situated on the lowest feet of the Lord. The Lord can accept an offense against himself, no problem. But if it's against his feet that the devotees are, oh, he gets so finished. No, not finished. He does not want to have anything to do with such offenders. They can only eat the bananas of their mind. Like monkeys, you know, who eat imaginary bananas. And you have no banana? Oh yeah, ooh. This is a nice yellow banana. It's an imagination, in other words. Oh, devotees, if you read the statements in the Shastras, when it said you must respect devotees, it does not only mean the higher devotees, it means also the so-called lower devotees. Because imagine Krishna looks at them like a father. When a father has a bad son, a son who is not so intelligent, that doesn't mean look. He sometimes has no worries for it. When is this boy going to, you know, become a mommy? So we must keep a respectful. This is very difficult to practice in our lives, because one devotee once told me, Ravindra Swarup, you only get to know the human race when you join ISKCON. This is how he explained it. In normal life, I mean, normal situation, you are only together with the people who are your natural friends, no? Who are like-minded, who are on the same wavelength, and so on. But when you join an association of devotees, you meet people you would never have thought of keeping association with, isn't it? Because they are there not because of cultural reasons or intellectual reasons. They are there because of Krishna, but this is a spiritual reason. Mentally, intellectually, and culturally, they may be entirely on a different road, so to say. But this Krishna has arranged so that we learn to become a little tolerant and so on. Not easy. It's a difficult project. It has to be done. Now we are a little above our time. No, what was it? 3?
So, Garananda, when are you finished?
At 3, good. Thank you.
Gopumar meets one very old person that there was it seemed that he has to leave his body and only life breath was called Krishna. But what I'm asking is very simple. How it is possible to meet old person at the echo of the
It should be in eternally young bodies. Yeah. Ah, yes. No, there are varieties of devotees, but they are not old in the sense that they are near to death or something. There is no death. Ananda Baba has gray hair, and then there is Pajanya, his grandfather, his own father is there. Krishna's grandfather, I think you must have concluded because he's breathing as if it's his last. It didn't mean that he is before at the stage of death. It just means he has so much pains of separation for Krishna that he wants to go. He wants Krishna, no one else. I'm also reading the book again. Chapter finished again. So it will be out in English. I have the secret special advance copy of the Krishna Verse. This is such a wonderful narration. I've now given a seminar on the first part of Bhagavatamrita. It's called The Search for Krishna's Mercy, and this seminar, so good. I'm so enthusiastic about it that I'm thinking of coming maybe in January to Croatia, and we will rent a a nice long hall, and then we would just talk from morning till evening, Krishna Katha. It's so wonderful. It describes Narada Muni, who wants to find out who has gotten the most of the mercy of Krishna. And I mean, I read now in detail. It is such a wonderful story. For instance, he comes to the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Hanuman told him, Narada Muni, if you want to see the real devotee, don't hang around with me. Ram has left this planet. He took everyone in Ayodhya with him, except for one person, that's Hanuman, that's me. How could the Lord have any mercy towards me? There's a certain reason why Lord Ramachandra did it. Lord Ramachandra wanted Hanuman to stay to spread the glories of Ram. But the way Hanuman sees it is, he left me alone. And he said, if you want to see the real devotee, you must go to the Pandavas. Imagine, for the I'm serving Ram, but Krishna serves the Pandavas. This is how close the relationship is. When Yudhishthira goes on a procession, Krishna goes behind him carrying the umbrella. When he praises, Yudhishthira is a very just and fair king. He spoke to Arjuna the whole Bhagavad Gita and became the chariot driver of Arjuna. This is how dear the Pandavas are to him. Bhima chants in his sleep the names of Krishna. The Pandavas are everything. You must go. And don't make a mistake when you think that, when Arjuna says, you are near Brahmacharis. Don't think because the Pandavas are grihasthas, they are not so advanced. Don't make this mistake. They are much more advanced than that. Then, Narada Muni comes to Hastinapura. And he comes into the hall of Yudhishthira and he sees Yudhishthira with all his ministers. And they discuss one subject. How can they bring Krishna back to Hastinapura? That's what they discuss. So Yudhishthira comes, Narada Muni comes in to the hall and says,